This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
We're talking about James Bond, dude.
Freaking nerd convention.
Yeah. No, we're not. We're talking about a high-budget sequel to Austin Powers that you're just going to call James Bond. You're saying that Ralph Fiennes is gone, Q is gone, you're... It's still Mike Myers. You're saying Mini-Me is in there. You're saying Dr. whatever his name is in there.
Dr.
Evil? Dr.
Evil?
Yeah. Yes.
You don't even know who Dr. Evil is. And it's not going to be exactly the same. There's going to be differences. I mean, once, like, have you read the script? Or, like, this
you
is
haven't
all,
even written
just, like,
it. You came up with it 8 minutes ago.
I've read the
script. Exactly. But you're saying all these things for sure about how the movie's going to be. Like, yeah, I actually think Ralph Fiennes is going to be in the movie, and he is going to be playing Dr. Evil.
Daniel. The remix.
Whoa.
Right?
Yeah.
What was that?
Nothing.
Damn.
Friday, September 16th, right? Fall is not.
Today's the 16th, but people are listening to it on the 23rd. So don't
all right,
instantly
so fall
like
is
take
here.
The, yeah.
And I'm full of autumn cheer.
Nice.
Major key alert, if you're trying to get into that fall feeling, which is sort of like that Friday feeling, but for all of autumn, you have to like do it first. You're not gonna just feel the cheer. You have to start wearing orange. You have to start wearing earth tones. You have to start going into leaves. You have to start picking apples from trees. That's what's going to make you feel autumnal. It's not the other way around. And if you feel like it is, then I genuinely feel sorry for you.
Yeah, I think it's the other way around.
Really?
Yeah, you sort of have to wait for the weather to get a little crisp. You can't just wear a sweater if it's still 94 degrees out. And as for the leaves, if they haven't started turning here in LA, then you can't just force that either.
Jeff is going out and, dare I say, kind of painting the roses red style to the evergreen forest.
Stop it. Stop the audio. That one lasts too long.
Well, yeah, everybody talks about painting the town red, right? But what about painting the trees red?
I think you put
That's
the emphasis on the wrong word.
That's what I just read.
But I made an Alice in Wonderland reference.
You did, yeah. Alice in Wonderland's pretty awesome to me. I think
scared me as a child.
Because you were worried about falling in a hole?
Maybe. No, I think it was just like the Red Queen, not super down with the like scary forest vibes.
I also remember
being
scared
of the cartoon.
Not a
huge fan of the caterpillar. Yeah.
Or like the Cheshire Cat, like the eyes.
Yeah.
But just so we're all on the same page, we're talking about, you know, walking cards. I don't understand. Oh!
When I was in France... the Paris Disneyland has an Alice in Wonderland maze.
Okay.
And then it wasn't scary, but they did have like one point where the cards were like pretending to try and chop you.
They also had a raffle, right?
Meaning?
I thought Disneyland Paris is known for their sort of sweepstakes, yeah.
Let's play that train noise. Choo-choo, full steam ahead.
That's the monorail. Do you guys have any fun weekend flans? Sort of a Spanish custard.
I was invited and then uninvited from a pool party.
How were you uninvited from a pool party, and whose party was it?
It's one of Avital's friends, and she's like, you should come. And I'm like, cool. And then she's like, it's actually a girls only thing.
Mm.
Which is also kind of nice. It's fun too, because then I can just sort of have an Amir day.
I love whatever that I want. For you. What is an Amir day?
So I'll just stay at home and watch college football or whatever. And whatever.
Do you like college football?
Not really, but at the same time, I don't like anything else.
Mm. You like basketball?
So it's not on yet. So I'll turn on Clemson, Georgia Tech or some shit, some really early game that doesn't really have a lot of stakes, and I'll put $12 on it just to feel something. And then if it doesn't hit, all of a sudden I feel like
shit.
A game that I barely cared about is now bumming me out.
So you are basically, an Amir day is just gambling on sports that you don't like.
Close. It's gambling on sports that I do like.
And are you happy?
No. And I'm either pissed that it lost or fine that it hit.
So you don't even get happy if you win the bet.
I just avoid the noid.
And in terms of I feel like most people, and this is a hot take, I think most people watch college football to have something to talk about to other people.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that would text?
I mean, I was sort of talking your ear off about SC last week. But I guess
you
weren't
talking my ear off. You sent me a screenshot, and Marika, by the way, of just the fact that USC played Rice. That's not talking my ear off. That's a screenshot.
Yeah. And they won.
Congrats.
Yeah, because Rice is bad.
Yeah, exactly. And now we're talking about it.
You know, I guess. Marika, you know how drum kits will be mic'd individually by drum?
Yeah.
I'd like to mic you.
Meaning?
Your nose flaring. Nose. Yeah. Let's hear every blink. Let's feel every sneeze in Dolby Atmos. 9.1 surround sound.
Well, that's scary. It's a lot of pressure.
That's true. Let's talk about the pit wall. Jake was maybe supposed to be on this episode. In hindsight, not really, but I invited him twice and he didn't respond the second time.
He's like 0 for 11 on your most recent invites to this show, we should say. I feel
he's
been,
done.
6 months? There's no way he's
it's
adding
been
another podcast.
It's been since Gash Cab, let's be honest. Which
let's call
I can't
a spade
really
a spade. Yeah, you didn't make him sort of talk about
in the forest.
Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah, right, right. You know, don't be casual, because you are a casual.
Sorry, you wanted to talk about the pit wall?
Yeah, so this is an F1 podcast for casual fans. If you haven't heard the Bish, you might as well go listen to us dish about Mick Schumacher sort of being, what's the opposite of a prodigal son? He's sort of just a son, I guess.
Yeah, just a son.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I barely was trying to think of a word, but I can't. Prodigal, nautical.
I'm prodigiously nautical. No,
is that a line from a rap that you already knew, or did you just make it up now?
Made it up now.
I'm prodigiously nautical. I'm prodigiously nautical. I'm radical, and my thought bubbles are exploding like oceans eroding. That's a Eminem line. And then it goes like, I got a U-Haul for my balls, and because I got...
Not
because
I'm tired. Because what you're saying is boring.
I was really into it, actually.
Me too. No, I thought it was good. Yeah, I just no. saying, yeah.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, listen to the pit wall. We should do a Buckets pit wall crossover.
A collab.
A collab of sorts. Yeah, I don't know what it would look like.
I think it's like what the driver equivalent is for basketball.
I probably, yeah, the driver equivalent of Daniel Ricciardo's honestly probably Russell Westbrook by if we're going off performance, but if we're going off personality, it's he's Richard Jefferson.
He's Ricky Rubio with a lisp.
And a tryst.
This means nothing to me.
If it's, well, Charles Leclerc is probably like
Rudy Gobert, just in terms of words that rhyme.
No, he's probably, because he's really good and you really like him, but he always kind of comes up short. So maybe
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, maybe Jimmy Butler. He's a little less intense. Carlos Sainz is like lovable and also good, but not a champion.
Oh, interesting.
So maybe like
lovable and good, but not a champion.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah, no, Charles Barkley's louder. This guy's handsome and still.
Sorry, are you guys That's doing a weekly Kevin podcast? Love. If there's, well, he's a champion. What if you do, what if there's yeah, no not, race that yeah. weekend? Are you still
we're
doing
not.
A pod?
No.
But we're sort so of getting together and hashing it.
And when you guys talk about the group chat on the show, is that a Slack channel or is that literally a iMessage thing?
It's an iMessage thing. The show's named after the iMessage that was me, Jake, and Pyle that we then added Jeff and Casey to.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you're like, we should make this a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that Casey has not only the latest to the game, but also completely like swerved into the idea of racing in terms of him actually being...
Yeah.
What is it called? The rally car race or what are those?
Go-karts.
Like yeah, karting. Go-kart. Yeah. So he's like, he just learned about it in Arizona, right?
Yeah. We like got him into F1 during the offsite. And,
yeah.
But we also, I feel like we went go-karting in Arizona and...
Did he win?
Multiple... No, Dane won. But I feel like multiple people after that were like, that was the best moment of my year. Just like go-karting. And I'm inclined to almost agree.
It's funny.
Up there.
I went go-karting for Billy's bachelor party and I was so sick by the third go-around that I was driving and I felt so nauseous I had to get out of the car.
He DM'd me and was like, did Amir go? And I was like, no.
I know. I got motion sick. Yeah. Did you not feel that at all?
No, not really.
Interesting.
It really is a thrill. I think I might do it on my birthday this year.
You should. And yeah, then, I wish there was one slightly closer to here.
But Casey is like posting his times and he's like beating stranger. Like, is he just yeah. like a phenom at it? How is he so much faster than the other go-karters?
I think he's just been going. Well, yeah, I think so. He, after the offsite, he got into the F1 game.
That's true.
Like the video game and bought like pedals and stuff in a wheel to play it. So I wonder if that like helped kind of train him into thinking about the braking that you need for go-karting and that sort
I
of thing.
I see. So there's some strategy involved
yeah,
there.
But also, I mean, I guess I can't, I'm like the last person that should be making claims about California, but like who's a professional karter in a Burbank go-karting place, right?
Yeah, maybe not professional, but the fact that you go, it's like the people at a bowling alley, like someone's going to be a lot better than me just because they're constantly going. But it yeah. was like his first or second time and he was dominating, it seems.
Yeah, maybe it was all kids. Maybe it was like a kid's birthday party and Casey. We'll never know. Cool.
He's creaming tweens.
And treaming queens. Whoa. What's going on there, Jeff?
Oh, sorry. I'm just making an espresso. Oh,
yeah, because nice. You were yawning a lot during that segment. Not really a segment. Yeah.
We're just waxing. There's some segments coming up, but you know what? I figure it couldn't hurt to have a couple bean juices.
I have something related to that. After drinking coffee, cold brew, for like the last decade or so, off and on, I finally made my own. I've only bought either from a cafe or like a jug of cold brew from the store. I've never made my own cold brew.
I used to do that, and then I lost my jar.
Yeah, so I bought a thing on Amazon. I bought a thing on Amazon.
I'm fired
that
right
makes
now.
It. And then we have a podcast sponsor that sends ground beans. So I'm like, okay, I'll get those beans for free. I'll buy the thing that like makes cold brew. And it's relatively simple. You just put the beans in the water and wait 24 hours. But I haven't had it yet. It's in my refrigerator right now.
My one that's concern exciting. Is that that sponsor doesn't send ground beans. That sponsor sends ground beef. So are you just soaking lamb overnight or?
Yeah, I'm having cold stew. And it's been good so far. It takes 24 hours.
It's tasted good? No, it's been good to me.
This is the last of the jarred one that I bought before the cold brew that I'm making. So, but I had no idea like the cost of a, like I didn't know anything about like the ratio of beans to water, how much money the beans cost versus the amount of cold brew I can make. I'm not saving that much money. Wow, it looks pretty legit.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's nice. Is that a Breville?
It is a Breville.
Nice. We have one of those here. I just made an espresso.
Did you?
It's really good.
The New York office has a Breville?
Yeah.
That's that New York shit. LA just has cold brew on tap. I'm like, let's get classy with this shit. Let's get a Breville.
Yeah.
It's too hot to have like a hot espresso in LA, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's true, but you can do iced.
Why are you posing for that?
He's finding his angles.
And my end
Kurt
goals.
Angles.
Wait, Marika, you're coming out to LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a live show.
Wednesday.
September 22nd.
Right, so the day before this comes out.
Yeah.
Marika, yes. By the time I'll you listen to this, here. Marika will have come to LA and maybe even left.
Yeah, it's true.
You leave on, when do you come and leave?
I come on Wednesday, leaving Saturday.
Oh, that's good.
Staying
you get
with
a Friday
Marty.
Night. Oh, really? In his extra room? That's fun.
Friday, might try to see the Oklahoma tour with Anya.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. There's an Oklahoma tour. Wait, is that the one that you told me to see in New York that I saw?
Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was like in a round and there's only like four rows.
Yeah.
So it's that, but in LA?
Mm-hmm.
I remember having an issue with that plan. I can't remember what it was. It was like weird multimedia things going on, right?
Yeah. Lots of like sudden darkness.
Yeah.
The camera, the live camera during Poor Judd is Dead. I love it. It's great. A 10-minute ballet that has like cowboy boots dropping from the ceiling.
Yeah. I'm like, what did they do in the 30s?
Not that. The Dream Ballet in Oklahoma was like a really... like classic thing, and a lot of people were upset that this didn't like replicate the original choreography as much as it could have, but change is good, guys.
Yeah, and it's such an old, it's like a literally 100-year-old play almost at this point.
It's pretty old. Yeah,
so like the story feels antiquated, but it's cool that they updated it. Where are they doing it in LA?
Maybe the Amazon? I don't know.
Oh, wow. That's a big theater.
Yeah. And I really wanted to see the tour, so I'm happy that I managed to coincide with a date in LA.
Me too. I'm happy for you. We do have to take a break.
Of course.
So you just... sorry. You talked for 4 minutes and made an espresso.
You could have made an espresso during the break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. but it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Guys, I wanted to talk about office gossip. Who's fucking who?
I have no gossip.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Because I wondered if anything was happening with, like, English.
She's married.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I meant, like, what's up with, like, is she starting fights? Is she being, like, a little passive-aggressive to, like, I don't know, Johnny?
No.
I hear never. Joel's a bit of a prick.
It seems like the New York office really gets along, hangs out outside the office.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not you two.
Not I get along. Two. I hang Joel out outside I... the office.
Not with anybody from HeadGum.
Joel's great. Joel and I, every week we've had a calendar invite to watch High School Musical, the musical, the series. With each other in the office, but we've only done it once, and now the season's over. So
is that because the show is bad, or because you guys your schedules just don't line up?
Because I usually watch it the day it comes out, which is Wednesday, and by the time Thursday rolls around, I'm like, Joel, you got to catch up. And the show is, in my opinion, really actually good.
I applied to work on season 3 and it didn't work out.
I'm sorry. What about season 4?
Or whatever the next one's going to be, yeah.
Oh. Work on writing, acting.
Whatever, I'll be a
Nobody
fucking
cares.
Set PA.
Yeah.
Just get me in the room where it
cool.
happens.
Nice.
To be a writer's assistant.
That's cool.
Last thing. Actually, I want to get to all of this. HeadGum Live 2022, is it happening or nah?
Nah.
Damn it. Spring?
Hopefully. Something early 2023.
Yeah, I think we ran out of time to plan a big show in the fall, so we're going to do it when it warms up again.
Yeah.
Why did we stop doing the anniversary parties?
COVID. I think COVID slowed that down. First one was never even planned, and then the second one was planned, and then we had to cancel.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
This one sort of came and went, and
yeah,
we hadn't done it for 3 years, so.
And we had just had our offsite. I don't know.
Next year will be 8. We should do something for that.
But also, we wouldn't have to. We don't have to fly everyone out. We could do satellite parties just to make it cheaper, do it, which would be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What office gossip? Okay.
Your timing sucks.
Did you guys see the photo that I framed for the studio?
Yeah, I saw that.
Me and Jake.
Mm-hmm.
World's best dads. Doesn't that say it all?
Welcome to Green Flag Workplace, right? BuzzFeed released an article that was just a listicle, really, of people sharing the green flags from job interviews that tell you it's a good place to work. I wanted to list all of these and see if HeadGum passes the same tests, right?
All right. So who's the arbiter? Because, I could say green.
Marika.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
This also doesn't fully work because, Marika, you've worked here since what, 2016, 2017?
16.
Yeah. One, when they ask you questions about yourself, what are your interests, hobbies? What are you proud of personally? To show that what kind of person you are rather than how much of a workhorse you'll be. Do you feel that at HeadGum? Do people care about you personally?
For the interview only or just company culture?
I think the interview.
What is the point of this?
Just to see.
This is the most realistic segment you've ever come up with, and it's still bad to do. Yeah, we ask people, both Amir and I have been in a ton of interviews. We ask people what their interests are.
Well, because that shows that you're interested in learning about them, and as a person who actually has a work-life balance.
Green flag, mm-hmm. then.
Green flag.
Yeah.
If asking people what they do for self-care.
If?
Yeah.
Asking, on job interviews, do you guys ask people what they do for self-care? Or, how do they, create that work-life balance?
I have, yes.
Amir?
I don't know if I have. I'll ask about hobbies, but not specifically self-care / work-life balance, yeah.
Talking more about just business. Or sorry, talking more than just about business.
So different.
So the exact opposite.
So basically if it turns into a conversation, right? And so that is going to feel good in the room or on the Zoom. Do you guys make it more of a conversation?
The thing about this is that you've never been in one of the interview processes. So you don't know what we actually do. Which
I
is
overheard
a theme for
Allie's
sure.
job interview.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah. We have a whole
thing.
System. We definitely have a whole system, and we try to get people to talk to as many people at the company as possible so we can all get a sense of vibe and interests and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
one of the rounds of interviews is more of a culture fit versus how
it's like
adept
at
the job you'll be.
When the person being interviewed asks about the business, you answer with genuine passion about the company.
I answer.
Do you?
Nobody asked me.
Marika? Yeah.
Again, yeah. Worked here since 2016.
These also feel very vague and bland. Mm-hmm.
This feels don't know what we're answering.
Yeah, like which point of view do you want? This feels like a clickbait link at the bottom of an ESPN article or something. When you talk about the job, you think about it positively.
Not really. But like, do you express excitement to someone about them maybe joining the team?
Similar. All these are very similar. Asked and answered.
When you are interviewing someone and you're like, oh, do you know Premiere? And then before they can even answer, you're like, it's okay if you don't. Like, we can teach you, but like, it'd be great if you did. Right?
Again, what's the question?
When you guys are in interviews, do you offer some room to teach people shit? Instead of just expecting them to know it. Okay.
Yes, of course.
But there will be some things that we expect them to know.
Yeah, like if we're hiring a video editor, we expect them to know.
We can't be like, we'll teach you how to edit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not really. That's the most bland thing we've ever said.
When you're interviewing someone, do you ask them if they listen to HeadGum podcasts?
Yes. We ask them if they listen to podcasts and what their favorite podcast is. And I usually specify that they don't have to say list a HeadGum podcast.
But if they do listen, do you ever go like, well, what do you think we could be doing better at?
No. Not in that situation.
That's good. One more, right?
Oh, God.
Would you say that HeadGum is good at retention?
Yeah. I mean, we have over 30 employees. And
yeah, but like 20 of them started this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Even before that, I can't think of too many employees that left. Handful.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard to. Okay.
Welcome to Menage or Six, Nikki edition. So I'm going to read quotes and you have to attribute it to which Nikki, Six or Menage.
Okay.
Who is Nikki Six?
He was in Motley Crue.
Okay.
Marika's melting. This is what you've done to her.
Yeah. He tossed that salad like his name Romaine.
Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj. Obviously.
My main camera is a Nikon D3.
I kind of want to say Nicki Minaj.
Amir was correct. Marika was wrong. That was Nikki Six. I'm inspired by children.
It's got to be Nikki Six. I don't think Minaj is inspired by kids.
I agree.
I've got my fingers in many pies. And I'm excited about creating stuff and watching it blossom and bloom and harvest and get on with the next thing.
That again, it you, doesn't like, feel like broke Minaj. Up. I'll go six.
Same.
Correct. There's nothing more beautiful than a smile that has struggled through tears.
Six.
That was Minaj.
Whoa.
Respect your haters. They're the only ones who think you're better than them.
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
I feel like the glue to everything.
Minaj.
Six.
That was six.
Woo.
Nothing is worse than going home having not played a gig.
Having not had.
Six.
Minaj.
It was Minaj.
She said gig?
Yeah.
Whoa.
She's really into the gig economy.
Hmm.
Some girl asked me for an autograph, and I asked her why. She said she admires me. I said she should see a shrink. Then she started crying, and I started laughing.
Minaj.
I really hope Minaj.
Six. That was supposed to take 10 minutes. That took 3.5.
Can you guys tell what this is?
What
a
is?
Fan?
Oh, no.
Oh, like, a hanger. Like,
is that a cord?
A hanger is correct.
Oh!
Let's play hanger or cord. Cord, yeah.
That would have been good if Jeff hadn't ruined it.
That game was better than the two Jeff came up with.
Yeah. Also because I won. And that felt good.
How random would it be if I got this as a tattoo? See, that's also like, funnier than anything Jeff has said.
It's like so where funny. It I'm cuts like,
yeah.
off.
Yeah, yeah, just like, yeah.
Or like, what if you yeah. got, what if you showed up to work with prosthetic makeup that like had looked like a hanger was stuck through your face?
Oh, that's funny. Or like behind my head, kind of like the Steve Martin, like King Tut style arrow,
yeah.
but it's a hanger.
Yeah.
Even me like just fucking farting out half-baked ideas is funnier than what Jeff has done. He's kind of a cancer to the show.
Hmm.
Interesting.
And at the end of the day, you're just pushing a hanger all around your face.
Yeah, exactly. All right. This would be the worst one to get tattoo-wise.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a bad mustache.
Yeah. Plus, yeah, I would go through my forehead up into my where my hairline is. This would be so random to get. That's fine. Sorry, let's play. What was it, Jeff? Green flag or nah? Where we look at different colors and decide if they're.
For lack of a better term, green.
That's good. That's really funny, actually. Even that.
That pissed him
game,
off.
Yeah.
That got him steamed.
He's a steamed boy / bow.
How's that espresso with one ice cube in it?
Not cold or hot, just a lukewarm drip.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can't get to me anymore.
Why?
Because I don't respect me.
You don't respect you or you don't respect us?
Him.
Me.
So I feel like we did get to you.
Nothing you say can make me feel any type of way. Hmm. Because I've already thought the best of me. And I've thought the worst of thee.
Me?
Huh? Four ice cubes. Ass.
Is it cold?
Maybe.
They melted immediately. That's like a warm Americano.
And then how does that compare to the like coffee beans that I could get to make cold brew? Is it the same or is it more expensive because it's espresso beans?
You want a dark
any
roast.
Coffee. Any yeah. coffee bean.
Any coffee bean can be made into an espresso?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not it's a just... different bean. It's just a different way of preparing the coffee beans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could take these beans and make cold brew. You can take them and make an espresso.
I used to make cold brew out of these beans, and now I use them to make espresso. Shout
and how much does it? How much does it cost per bag?
$20.
Yeah,
$20 for like 8 espressos, maybe more. Probably more.
Well, also, 12? Amir, aren't you making like cold brew concentrate when you?
Yeah, you're
do
supposed
this?
To mix it with milk and water. Yeah.
Yeah. Ew.
You don't. You're not supposed to mix it with milk
or water.
Just water for sure. But
the bag can make basically 3 like of the pitchers. And the pitcher is like a quart, which could last, you know, 3 to 4 drinks.
Yeah.
It's definitely cheaper than buying.
I mean, Intelligentsia's coffee is $5.50 and you have to add like you have to add a tip.
Oh, that one is the most. I was comparing it to like a jug of cold brew I can buy at like Whole Foods.
Oh.
Yeah, I
and
started
I think it's like
doing
half the price.
Yeah, I started doing the jug situation.
Yeah,
the jug at Whole Foods or like the jug at home.
The jug at Whole Foods.
The Whole Foods or any grocery store
or any yeah.
It seems Safeway. Like it's like half and half. Like make it at home is like $5 a quart, and then it's like $10 a quart at Whole Foods, and then like if you buy literally a cold brew every day, that's like $40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marika, I'm coming to New York in October, I think.
Do you know when yet?
Either the first or second weekend.
Nice. Maybe
we should go to...
Just one weekend?
Yeah.
Seems like a quick trip for cross-country travel, no?
I mean, I'll probably go in on a Wednesday. I'll go on a Wednesday and then leave on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would leave Monday.
Why?
Just so you can like not be stressed
have your
out
Sunday
on Sunday yeah
yeah
trying to cram it all in and get to JFK by what 4.
Then maybe I'll leave on Monday, right?
Well, at that point you might as well do Tuesday.
How are you mad at us giving you travel advice?
We're
literally telling you to enjoy your trip more. And you're pissed at us.
You know what? You're right, because I want to go to Sunday in Brooklyn. Have you ever been there?
No.
Sunday in Brooklyn on Sunday?
Yeah.
In Brooklyn?
Nice.
It's the best brunch I've ever had.
Interesting.
It's so good.
What, it's just eggs?
I literally used to live on that street.
You get scrambled eggs and potatoes, and it's the best you've ever had?
The best breakfast sandwich I've ever seen or had or heard. Mm.
Yeah.
Where would you stay?
With Johnny and my friend AJ.
Oh, that's cool. Couch crashing or they got a bed situation?
They got a spare bedroom.
Nice.
So.
I mean, that
saves
like $500 a night. I mean, those hotels
live
in
together?
New York are pricey.
Hmm?
Do they live together? Or do you just mean, really?
They do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Since when? Wow. I didn't know that.
Since like a month and a half ago.
That's so cute.
Your two friends that met through you are now living together.
Yeah, that's not the first time that's happened.
Really?
I'm a matchmaker. I'm a snatch taker.
You've never made
taken
me
a
friends.
Snatch.
What's that?
I said you've never made me friends.
I've tried.
What does that mean?
We've gone out together. You've met my friends. You could have been friends with them independently.
I guess.
Who would you match Marika up with roommate-wise of all of your friends?
Honestly, AJ.
He's
very
already
chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all hypothetical.
What about
She's
George?
Not even trying to move. Sorry, now I'm getting actually upset.
Yeah. What about George? I feel like we could get along because we both like cooking stuff, right?
Yeah, maybe George.
Who would you put with me?
I would probably pair you with like a, you know.
I'd love to hear it. You clearly have someone in mind. Who would I live with?
Probably someone like my, I'm trying to think of who my most violent, unhinged friend is. Just like on the
because
off
they could
chance they might off
death
you.
Be like the yin and yang.
No, I want you to die. So like highest chances of that happening, maybe you know, my buddy Mason.
He has a panther.
He has and a penchant for anger.
We're freestyle rapping again.
Oh, I miss New York. All right, plugs. What do you guys have going on? September 23rd, this comes out or some shit?
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to the HeadGum Live show. That was yesterday.
It was a blast.
It was insane.
Had a great time.
It was fun.
It was a movie.
Wait, Jeff, I'm hosting with you, right?
Yeah.
Do we know what that entails?
I have like my own set that I want to do, and then I thought you and I could just MC or something.
What about Danny?
You're also hosting with Danny.
Danny's probably going to want his own 5 to 10 minutes, I think. But we should hop on a call to talk about it with him.
Like, just are we doing together independently? I mean, plan, quite frankly. I can't just show up on the day without a agenda.
I believe there's a run of show.
There is?
That.
I'd love to see that. Obviously.
Yeah. I mean, the run of show is like just times like it's you, Danny, Jeff, start the show 7:30. You
reading the agenda instead of going to the show. Yeah.
George's car got egged last night. This was 2 minutes ago. He texts me and my roommate, this won't super pertain to either of you because I'm the only one who parks on blank, a different street near us. But my car got vandalized last night. Nothing crazy, shaving cream and eggs, but flagging there are vandals afoot.
Shaving cream?
Vandals afoot.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Was it a bunch of cars next to him or?
Not really. The reason he parks on this street is because nobody parks on there.
Why?
Because it's kind of out of the way and residential.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't understand. That's so funny and bad. All right. At Jeff Boyardi on Twitter, I think we're 169 away, 159 from 10,000, where I will bear my ass for all to see. Marika?
Marika Elon on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. Let's get those all of those social followers up. Yeah. I want to see everyone turn up for me. and listen to the pit wall.
Yeah.
So that we can keep making more episodes. Because I really want to make everyone watch the television show that I found that is a romance novel turned into a TV show about an F1 driver, because I think that'll be bad.
That's the offshoot to the pit wall, a spin-off podcast.
The off weeks. Listen or watch it wherever you get your podcasts, please.
Love it, and we'll see you guys again next week. That's Dawes, folks. We got to do an in-person one. I feel like it's been...
Next week?
Okay, yeah.
It's been next week.
Let's do it.
I'm going to call Mason.
Why?
No, he's going to move in with you for sure.
No way.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.